on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. If ever there's a time of year when we expect joy and merriment, a time of happy, sappy tunes, laughter, and family, it's the winter holidays. But the joy of the season can pour salt in the wound of a grieving father. This year, Mike Fecady lost his son Jake to a drug overdose. It was the first Thanksgiving without him. It'll be the first Christmas, too. And Mike wants other people who are grieving in his Benzie County community to know they're not alone. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Linda.
So how was your first Thanksgiving?
You know, the empty chair is always hard, and we know that there are going to be more empty chairs in the coming weeks. And so it was very difficult. It was very emotional. It was saddening.
Did you expect that the holidays would be so raw?
Well, at the beginning, I didn't, because I didn't think about the holidays until they were nearing, and then there was a dread. And there was an uncertainty in knowing that it was going to draw some raw emotion from you, and knowing that you have no choice but to walk into it because it's coming. The 5-6 weeks of the holidays are just different. They're times of grief now, more than times of joy.
Our listeners actually first met you back in May, and that was when your grief for Jake was really, really fresh. And you and your wife, Stacy, really graciously invited us into your home to look at pictures and to help us to see a very human tragedy behind your loss. And we're grateful for that. And at that time, we were also looking at the struggles of Benzie County as a region when we've seen so much loss to drug overdoses of all kinds. How have you seen grief playing out in your community?
There was just a tender-heartedness towards us. And our community has seen more loss, too, with a tragic suicide about a month ago in Frankfort of a young man. And the community again reached out. So we have a very compassionate community and a caring community, and that's a real comfort in these kinds of times.
And what are you hoping to do for the holidays in terms of reaching out to the community?
What I really am interested in is maybe comforting people or being comforted by people who are experiencing the same type of trauma in their life during this season.
And so you have an event coming up on Saturday?
I do. December 6th, our church, Eden Bible Church from Beulah, Michigan. It's off of Warden Road, the top of the hill, Beulah. We're offering a seminar, a short seminar. It's 2 hours long from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's going to focus on holiday grief.
And who are you hoping to reach out to?
It's broad as the people who have been affected by death. And our community has lost many young people to tragic events, that those young people have extended families. And this is an extended invitation to our community, to those extended families and people who are hurting. And I'm hurting, and my wife is hurting, our family's hurting. We need the comfort too. So part of this was to offer this not only for our community, but for myself to heal with the community.
And can I just ask, just in closing, how you and Stacy and your surviving children will be marking Christmas a little differently this year?
For years and years and years, Christmas Day was pretty traditional for us. We'd have a breakfast, and we'd invite my mother and father-in-law over, and our kids would be there in the morning, and we'd open gifts, and then we would have breakfast, and then we would, about noon or so after we've kind of settled down, we'd all just kind of get ready, and we'd go see a movie. The pain of that is going to be too hard. We're not going to do that this year. So my wife wants to, you know, maybe find a place that we could actually serve dinner to people on Christmas Day as opposed to doing what we always did. And we have to change things to heal because the traditions really hurt a lot.
Well, Mike, I just really appreciated meeting you back in May, and really appreciate your openness about your grief with the community, and I'm grateful that you took the time to come into the studio today to give us an update and to tell us about the program on Saturday.
And not only Saturday, but after the new year, we're going to be offering 13 weeks of grief share for our community, too, that will be open to the public.
And you can find details on Saturday's event and in the coming months on that 13-week program at our almanac online at iprnews.org. That's Mike Feckety of Benzie County. I'm Linda Steffen with Interlochen Public Radio.